When you file an application in the Family Court of Australia and you have children under the age of 18 years, you are, in effect, handing over to that court your rights in relation to those children. You may believe you are asking the court to decide on an issue between the mother and the father of the children, but in effect, you are abandoning your children to the care of strangers, and any interested party may apply for rights in relation to those children. If you doubt this information, see Section 64C, Family Law Act 1975. Parenting orders may be made in favour of parents or other persons. Also see Section 65C, who may apply for a parenting order, and Section 65D, court's powers to make a parenting order. When you file your application, you are in effect putting your children up for adoption while at the same time you plead your case to have them returned to your care under the conditions you seek of the court. Once you have handed over your parenting rights to the Family Court of Australia, you or the other parent may never regain those rights or your children again. This is the harsh reality of making an application in the Family Court of Australia. By making an application in the Family Court, you are handing over parental rights, and all you can expect to regain are court-approved duties and responsibilities, such as the compulsory making of child maintenance payments. You may never see your children again, but you will still be required to comply with any maintenance orders from them. Clearly understand this point. An application filed in the Family Court of Australia automatically gives your children to the Family Court of Australia, and what is more, even your solicitor may sign away your parenting rights on your behalf. These most dangerous of forms, Form 7 and Form 8 applications, do not even require your signature. The Family Law Act 1975 allows for one of the parents of a child to do what is in reality, place your child up for adoption without consultation or the agreement of the other parent. The Family Law Act 1975 allows one parent to remove parenting rights from another parent and give them to the court to decide who should have those rights in the future, be it the mother, the father, or some other individual. If the applicant is the father of the children, he will almost certainly lose his children. The vast majority of the children end up residing with their mother, even though the father may have been an ideal husband and father. Further, do not expect that in the event of the death of the parent who gains residence of the children, that the other parent will automatically regain the children. See Family Law Act 1975, Section 65K. What happens when parenting order, that is or includes residence order, does not make provision in relation to death of parent with whom child lives? How can this be? Once a parent places children under the control of the Family Court of Australia, it decides issues in relation to children on the basis of what is claimed to be in the individual child's interest. However, many parents have difficulty understanding the means this court uses to determine what is in the best interest of the child. Actions any normal parent may consider and take in a child's best interest may be seen in this court in a completely different light, and could result in you being imprisoned.